And we're live.
Welcome back to the Nathan Steven podcast. Time to talk about movies and shows and things and things and things and things. It's been a minute because Steven was in Mammoth. He was snowboarding.
No.
He's having so much fun.
Both of these.
But in all this excitement, we missed the WandaVision episode 6 review. And now 7's already come out and we've seen both of them. So
no, we're just gonna do both. Combo review.
The only problem is we don't have any speculations for post episode 6. So we'll just go through what happened in episode 6 then, and then
yeah,
our speculations will be on episode 7. So 6 was the Halloween one. That was probably the most hyped up one of the season, just off teasers and fans and stuff. What do you think?
I mean, I thought it was a good episode. I just didn't like it as much as the other ones. Like,
yeah,
I like 5 better for sure, and then I don't know if I like 4 better than 6. It's close, but like this episode has been like so, like hyped up, like you said on Instagram. Like pretty much every single trailer teaser included a clip from this episode. I just expected a lot more. Like it was a good episode.
Yeah.
It, like let Vision. It like built on what happened in episode 4, 5, obviously. Like with Vision becoming more independent from Wanda and trying to escape at one point.
Yeah.
What about you?
I thought it definitely was the creepiest out of all of them. I think it wasn't. For me, it just gets better. Like each episode for me is an improvement, but I think 6 and 5 are really, really similar. But this was the creepiest for sure. Like with the girl with the clothesline and stuff. And she was like crying and it was like, she kept doing it over and over again or whatever. And then all the citizens were pretty frozen. And then Pietro's like corpse again. And I thought this one definitely had the creepiest, like the most of the Get Out vibes out of the entire show. And I don't know. I liked it. I thought it was good. I thought one of the most interesting things that brought up was like the dynamic between Pietro and all them, just because Pietro was teased at the end of the last episode and we didn't know who he was or how he's going to factor in.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought it was cool how they like work with his character more. I mean, obviously it was kind of obvious they were going to do that, but
yeah.
And then you see him at the end of the episode, like kind of get thrown back by Wanda.
Yeah.
And whatever. Oh, and the kids also get powers.
I don't know. How do you feel about that? The kids.
Unleash hell demon spawns. Any favorite quote?
I mean, yeah, commenting on that, like that makes sense now in the bigger context. Like this one, especially with like Vision, like tapping into Agnes's brain or whatever. I thought that's for sure confirmed that it like was not Mephisto and Agnes and stuff, because like it seemed like he got the honest truth out of her, but he didn't. Now we know. But anyway, I don't know. The kids, I guess I don't hate them having, I have no opinion on the kids. Everyone like loves them, I feel like, so whatever. You know, you could have your favorites.
Yeah, they're fun. I don't know. It just, this episode, it was good.
I haven't seen the X-Men movie still, but I could just tell that's not how Quicksilver probably acts at all in the movies, is what I've
heard. Yeah.
But
it's not the same.
And then I don't know. I like the cuts between the real world and the sitcom. I like that. Because that's what episode 5 did. That was a great improvement after 1, 2, and 3 being full sitcom and 4 being 100% real world.
Yeah, it's nice how they like did that. Yeah, the one thing I'll say, like I like the show a lot, but like the pacing of the show is definitely done really, really well.
Yeah.
Just
and it's intentionally slow at the beginning and picks up and as it goes on. So
I like how like Pietro is like kind of questioning Wanda. Like well, she's like, what happened to your accent? And he's like, what happened to yours? Yeah, or like, and like he like brings up the fact that she can like do anything she wants pretty much. And it'll be interesting to see, like especially with the end of episode 7, what Pietro's role in the show will be now.
I know, it's really, I don't know.
Because I know, well, Pietro is obviously, like Quicksilver is supposed to be a mutant. And I guess Photon or whatever her name is supposed to also, I think, like, people think she's gonna become a mutant. So, and they like were teamed up at the end, kind of, or they're going to be probably in episode 8.
Yeah, so. I don't know. The Pietro stuff was so like, it's so weird to me because I still don't like, now I know what it is, kind of, after 7, but his whole thing with Wanda was so odd, and it was supposed to be, and then, you know, Vision exploring everything and learning stuff on his own, it's weird because he's like not the Vision we know still. Like, obviously he's trying to help, but he feels like more human, and in that sense he doesn't feel like the human or the Vision from like Civil War and Infinity War.
Yeah, but they kind of explained it like he doesn't remember anything.
Yeah.
So it's really not him.
And this is the one where he tries to go out and help or ask for help, but he can't leave the Hex, we've learned. Literally just like pulls him back in.
Yeah. Expands the borders at the end.
Not an annoying cliffhanger. But it didn't even pick up with that. Like, it just already ended by the time 7 started. So, so overall, 6 was a good one.
It was fine.
Yeah, it didn't, get that many questions brought up, but it also didn't answer a ton. So,
yeah.
I don't know, 7, this is one of my favorite episodes, 7.
Yeah, I know this a lot is of my favorite by far. This is a good episode. Yeah,
and then I think, but I'm partially biased just because I think I like the sitcom era it takes place in.
Yeah, I do like definitely the way they shot it. It feels, I mean, I just like a lot of sitcoms from this time.
It's crazy to me that this is the same show as what we watched in the way beginning. That feels so long ago to me. Danny said it feels like it happened in a snap, but that first episode feels like a year ago to me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Wow. I mean, it was like,
like
a month and a half, 2 months.
Yeah. I don't know. This episode, I didn't like some things and I did like some things. We'll get into it, but this was my favorite one. And I don't know. I don't hate the short episodes. Like, I think it makes the pacing a lot better, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's why I'm skeptical of people wanting an hour and a half finale. I don't want that. That's weird. Like, people, I don't know.
I mean, as in Danny. Is that like a theory like that everyone has, or is it just him?
Because the show is supposed to be 6 hours, but they're assuming it's 6. Like, it's supposed to be around 6, yeah. And then the next one's 47, apparently.
Oh, is that confirmed? Okay.
Well, the guy who leaked the last couple episode lengths, also leaked this one.
Oh.
Like, there's a guy who leaked, the last episode lengths, and they were true, and then this one was 47. So,
good. We'll see what happens.
I don't know. But, yeah, I like the style of, shooting, and then Vision's not even with Wanda the entire episode, so that was really interesting.
Yeah.
And she's almost, depressed, I guess, which is a really weird, I don't know.
You can see her control. Well, I don't even know what she's controlling anymore. Like, especially Agatha. Like, at first, I thought it was just her losing, her slipping, pretty much. But it could have just been Agatha, manipulating everything.
Yeah.
But it's cool to see, now that I think about it, I don't even think, Vision. Like, you know how, there was a whole thing with him trying to get stopped? By the cars and whatever, all that. Like, I don't even think that was Wanda. Like, it probably wasn't.
Really? Yeah.
It could have just been Agatha, because Vision would have tried to convince her to stop, and Agatha doesn't want that for some reason. It's still, unknown, what her motivations are.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, theory from the last stuff is, with Quicksilver and stuff, and, her seeing him at that stop sign and stuff, it was supposed to all get his suspicions raised so he would try to leave the Hex. And I don't know if she knows that he can't. Whatever the rule is, I don't know. But apparently she just wants him out of the picture. So it would make sense if that was actually Vision doing that. Because Wanda doesn't, Agatha. Because Wanda doesn't make any comments on her being the one to stop Vision from coming to her. That's just Vision's theory.
Yeah. And then Darcy is here.
She's gotten a lot less annoying. I still don't like her, but she doesn't annoy me as much.
Yeah. I mean, she never really annoyed me that much.
I
liked her better than most of the characters in Thor, so.
Yeah, that's true.
Her getting powers would make no sense at this point. That theory. Was a theory that people had, right?
Yeah, I know. Well, especially with Monica now getting her powers.
Yeah, but if Monica got it, she wouldn't too. It'd be dumb. It'd be stupid.
It'd be
so dumb.
I don't know.
If they would be the same thing. That's stupid. No.
I know. Well, they did that with Gamora and Black Widow's death, so.
What do you mean?
They did the same exact thing. The same exact way they died.
Okay, but that's... No. No.
Yeah. That's dumb. That's a personal fault. It always bothered me how they just repeated the same thing with two like main characters kind of.
Yeah, but it was supposed to be like you saw it coming. Like you knew that Hawkeye or Black Widow was gonna die.
I guess so. Whatever. I don't
care. No, okay, but yeah.
I don't hate Monica. She's fine. She's one of the better characters because like you know her backstory from Captain Marvel and her mom, and she's like kind of likable.
I don't know. Some of her lines are kind of dumb. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
They just feel all powers. The same. They're like, no, we have to save Wanda.
I know.
Wanda, don't let them make you the villain, Wanda.
Whatever. She kind of spits exposition a little bit, but that's okay. I don't hate her. But I don't like how she has powers. And I know she gets them in the comics, but it's so out of place, especially in a show about like Wanda and Vision and sitcom. Just to cut away. It felt so sudden.
Sword got like sidelined. Sword and Jimmy Woo, they both got sidelined in this episode. Like they appeared once, pretty much.
And they set up for so long, like the aerospace engineer. Maybe it's not that army lady because people still think it's not, and like whatever. But even if it was, they set that up a ton. Then they set up like driving into the hex with that tank or whatever. And that scene was like a whole minute of her trying to climb out, and that's like a whole minute of what our 30-minute episode.
I don't even get what the point of the tank. Like, was the tank supposed to be from that era?
I don't know. They're just supposed to have the technology to get in. I don't understand, really.
I thought they had established you had to be from that era to go
in. Yeah, I don't know what she was trying to do.
But then she went in at her own will or something. I don't know. Sure. Then powers.
So, I'm confused because does that mean she had to do that exact same thing the first time to get in? She had to fight her way walking through?
No, I think it was supposed to be like Wanda didn't want her there, so she had to fight her way.
But Wanda seemed surprised when she showed up.
Because the first time she like just like was sucked in, kind of.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know because when like Darcy and them got moved, pulled in when the hex, they didn't have any issue. They just got sucked in. So I don't really understand the rules with it. I think it's more because it's supposed to be powerful.
It's unclear.
But then they just dropped all that dialogue and they showed her eyes getting blue and walking. I don't know.
I still don't understand what her powers were. Like, why is everything all weird looking?
I guess her thing is she's supposed to be able to see, like, electromagnetic spectrum or something.
Oh, okay, good. But like, also she can, like, absorb Wanda's power. I don't know. Sure.
Yeah, I don't really know what she does. But that's such a weird, like, I don't know how that's so vague that the hex just changes your... It's unlike Marvel to have such a like a vague origin story for a hero. Because I don't feel like they'll really expand upon that much because I feel like we kind of know. Because they've already tried to tell us multiple episodes like, oh, it's changing your molecular level. So,
yeah. I don't know.
I feel like that's the most we'll get. But.
Yeah, I just don't know how everything's going to end because it's like we're going to have a lot of things at play. We have Vision coming back. Then we have Monica and Pietro together, and Agatha and Wanda, maybe Mephisto, who knows, and then Thor's still there.
But the more this goes on, the less I think Mephisto, just because they've thrown so many things in. I don't feel like it would make sense. Especially since like Doctor Strange is supposed to show up kind of at one point. If this is supposed to tie into Multiverse of Madness, he has to be there.
Yeah.
At some point, I feel like. I don't know, I feel like it would be weird not to.
I hope he's
even if it's an end credit scene.
I'd laugh.
Yeah. We'll just get to that because I just want to talk about the theorizing, I guess. So yeah, then Monica confronts Wanda.
Oh.
And then Wanda's almost like pulled back to reality, almost like because she like talks to her about like how she's lost someone too, and how it's difficult. And Wanda's like there, and then Agnes comes out and ruins it all by like by pulling Wanda back. And it's really and then Agnes has the kids the whole time. I don't know. Everyone's really bummed about the kids, but they're definitely alive. I mean, they wouldn't just kill them off like that. They're not even alive anyway, so I don't really understand why everyone cares about them so much.
Well, it wasn't even Wanda. It was probably Agatha that brought the kids into reality anyway. I don't think Wanda can do that. Yeah,
no. So I don't know why they would need
kill
them.
Yeah, it's dumb.
It just doesn't make sense. Mephisto does not make sense.
Yeah, so. I don't know. I feel like he's going to be there still.
He might, but I'm happy... Like, at first, it was more like, I don't want... But, like, now I just feel like the story's good as is. But we also don't know Agnes's plan yet, so...
Yeah, we don't know her motivations. And I'm confused. Did the Hex also give her powers?
I don't know. I think it might be the book or something, because...
So, did she, like, infiltrate Wanda's thing from the very beginning? Because she wanted... Like, I don't know.
I mean, I thought she like I thought they co like created it at first, but she clearly just introduced herself to Wanda, so that's not the case, I guess.
Yeah.
So I don't know how she ties in. Like, I don't know if she created it for her, but she like clearly has is the one with the control, you know?
Yeah, like so she can manipulate weird. It still.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like
it's really
it'll be like her whole goal. I don't know if this is gonna be true, but like it might just be like her whole goal is to summon Mephisto. And she needed Wanda's, maybe, like, reality to do so. Or she, like, needed... I don't know. She'll need something from Wanda. Like, and, like, that's probably why she wants to keep it open.
I know. But it'll just be very interesting because I feel like no matter where they go, Agnes will suffer from, like, a stereotypical evil person because she's a witch. Like, I don't know if I'll see her and be like, yeah, that's a justified motivation right there. I don't know. Whatever.
A stereotypical not everyone's evil, evil person. Talk about the
I
devil.
Know, like, I can't treat everyone like Thanos and Kelsey.
No. It's the devil. The devil.
Like, if her goal is to stop the devil, that's so, like...
Yeah. I don't know.
Whatever. But Pietro's under Agnes's control, so is Pietro even real? Like, Pietro confronting Monica?
Yeah, like, him coming had to be her, right?
Yeah, well, they showed it.
Wanda said it wasn't her, and it wasn't Sword.
Well, they showed it in the Agatha All Along thing. Did you see that?
Was it her bringing him?
Yeah, like he was at the doorstep and she was like doing her magic thing. Like,
she was like on the magic. Yeah.
So it's her, I guess. He could be the bunny, maybe. I don't know anymore.
He's the bunny? No, because he was there at the end.
I know, but the bunny wasn't. Oh, wait, did she have the bunny then?
I don't know.
Whatever. I don't even know. Oh, yeah, but the one thing I do like is how the aspect ratio shifts to show that they're leaving the hex into the real world. Like, I liked how it shifted when she went to that dungeon because it showed that she wasn't, like, there anymore.
Yeah.
I thought that was cool. Editing choice.
For, what do you mean? I get the,
like, leaving the hex?
Huh?
Well, you know how, like, when it takes place in the hex, like, it's full screen. So, like, but when she, like, walks to the dungeon... Like when she's first in the basement, it's still.
Oh,
like
really? Does it? Does it give back the borders?
And like black bars. So it's pretty cool. I thought that was.
Yeah.
And everyone wants the Agatha song right now.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Agatha's gonna use the kids to do something probably.
Yeah, because she has them.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about the cicada? I don't know what I think.
The what?
The bug. People are saying it's a cicada, and not a fly. So, I don't know.
The cicada.
That's what people are saying it is.
What is that?
A bug. I don't know.
Okay. That's a villain in The Flash. That's all I know.
Yeah, but I know.
I thought, well, the only reason I thought, because, like, that is, like, a biblical thing. Like, the devil is Beelzebub or Beelzebul.
Yeah.
And, like, that translates to Lord of the Flies, and that's why I thought, like, maybe it could be a symbol.
I mean, they did linger on it for a second, so.
Yeah, it just felt like an intentional shot. Like, I don't think it was just there to make it creepy, but I don't know. We'll see.
Same time though, they did the same with the stork when, like, the
That's true. The stork was,
and then the stork returned again. So
but that never felt like something. That just felt like
I don't know. Yeah. People thought the stork was Mephisto though, because
I don't understand, dude. They think everyone is Mephisto. Literally everyone. At some point, they thought.
Now the Quicksilver at the Red Hand thing is completely destroyed.
I know. I don't. God.
It's bad.
They really think the mailman?
Yeah, is Mephisto? I don't know.
How is that a theory? It's so dumb. Wait, because he had a symbol on his hat?
I don't. They're not ruining the show because people. Yeah, he had the bunny hat. And his shirt said Presto. Like, that was the company. People were like, oh, Presto's a magic word.
Sure.
That's what New Rockstar said, at least. I don't need to. I don't know. Theories aren't ruining the show, but they are they annoy me. It makes me dislike it less because it's like, I can't even like think about like what actually happened in the show now. All I can think about are people's theories like for the show.
Yeah, they're just throwing Mephisto. Like, I hope he's not there. It'd be so funny.
And then people just drop their theories once they get proved wrong. I guess they wouldn't stick with them.
They'd laugh like, so much.
We cycled the internet, dude. I hope he's not in it just for that purpose.
But like,
I don't care if he's not.
I don't
like,
know.
Whatever.
I feel like, because who, like, they went into Agatha's house and her husband wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But he could be made up, you know? Like,
yeah. What if he's the bunny?
Yeah. There's nothing. I mean, another thing is the bunny's name is Senor Scratchy, and I guess in the comics she has like a son named Nicholas Scratch or something. So
was that his name? Did she call him that?
She called him Senor Scratchy.
I don't remember this, but okay.
There's a lot of theories. I take that one with a grain of salt. I don't think the rabbit's anyone, but maybe that's just me.
Yeah. It's just, I was just like, oh, it's a symbol because she's a witch. That's all I thought about it.
And then if it was a person, she'd be petting someone.
I don't know.
Like she's petting the bunny. Whatever. And then Wanda, she puts Wanda under control at the end. Like she taps in and she has the purple eyes. And like, I don't know. Oh.
Yeah. Whoa. We'll see. I don't know. I hope it's like a good arc for Wanda. Like she finally accepts.
If it's not, I hope it continues into the Doctor Strange movie.
Yeah.
Like if it doesn't come full circle here.
He's the rabbit.
I feel like stuff is going to just break loose and be ridiculous because Doctor Strange is supposed to like deal with the
conflict. Like Spider-Man 3. Like the new one. Yeah.
I just hope this show isn't a mess at the end. Because it's pretty simple so far. Like, I know it seems like there's a lot of stuff, but, like, if you watch the show, not listening to theories, you're able to follow it, and there's not that much, like, crazy magic stuff, you know?
Yeah, everything makes sense.
I know, that's why I feel like people get excited with all these Mephisto and, like, Devil, and I just feel like a lot of that seems too complicated for MCU, but maybe I'm just capping.
Yeah. Well, just, like, to go back on what we said earlier about how she got her powers, like, now thinking about it, like, Wanda had... Well, she wasn't, like, super angry at the end of Infinity War about... she was, but she wasn't at the level of, like, creating a whole thing and putting all these people under the control. So, like, I feel like Agatha had a part in that, probably.
Maybe. But, yeah, maybe.
And then we still have to see how... what's his name? Heywood?
Oh, yeah.
Because he, like, it was said, like, that he was trying to bring Vision's body back.
He's trying to weaponize, yeah, Vision.
Yeah, so it'll see. Maybe he's just gone. He might just be out of the show. Who knows?
People think he's Ultron.
They thought he was Mephisto.
No, and he's now, Ultron now.
Okay, but no.
Because he wants Vision, so he has to be Ultron now.
Oh, okay, he's Ultron. Danny wants that, probably.
This is what I'm talking about with theories. Like, they don't ruin it, but they just piss me off. And then
But that one doesn't even make any, like, no.
A lot of people defending that one. Everyone thinks Hayward is someone, and they all think he's Ultron. So, and especially, you know, like there's the cast list. You know how it said Wolverine was going to be in Endgame, and that didn't happen.
Did that happen? Really?
Yeah, before Endgame came out. Like, yeah, if you clicked on cast, like it said Hugh Jackman Wolverine, and then now it's saying James Spader as Ultron. So people are like freaking out.
Who is Ultron?
James Spader, Robert California.
Yeah.
I give up.
It'll be fun. I hope he's Ultron. I'll laugh.
Mm-hmm.
The show is ridiculous.
Yeah. It's a good show, but I just feel like it's overhyped. It's not ruining my enjoyment, but like I never have to worry about that usually when I watch a show. Like the fans just going nuts for it, which is fine. Like you could be excited, but it's like getting annoying now.
It's crazy. Like people, like these theories are getting out of hand.
But I've never seen it from a show. It's so bizarre.
I know.
And I get the show is kind of about theorizing, but it's weird.
This is insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't...
And especially since this one seems to be drawing more inspiration from the comics and, like, a lot of movies and stuff. And since it's weekly releases, people are getting more, like, I don't know.
I hope it doesn't follow the comic storyline, like, beat for beat, because that's what people think, and I don't know about that.
People are still doing that, you know, with, like, the kids, and it kind of setting up for that with the kids being, like, involved.
I think what they usually do is, like, related to the comics, but it's not the same.
Yeah, they, like, tie it together. But if they literally did exactly what the comics would, it would be Agatha wants the kids who are pieces of Mephisto's soul to create, like, they would not do that. That's so weird to me, I feel like.
I don't know. Because it conflicts. Because if Wanda has to save the kids, it conflicts with her letting go. Like, I know, that whole arc.
Be clinging on to another thing.
Yeah.
Aren't they fake, though? I don't really understand the kids.
I don't know. They're like Agatha's creation, maybe. Who knows? It'll probably be in the next episode.
Then why does she need to steal? Also, I never got this, but then again, we only got like 3 minutes of Agatha. But like, why reveal her plan to Wanda? That's so weird to me. Because she tried to get her to go into the basement.
Yeah.
She's maybe the kids are in the basement. So I wonder why she's revealing it to her now.
I don't know. Maybe she needs like Wanda. Well, maybe. She put Wanda like, under her control. So maybe that's what her whole goal was.
That's true. Yeah. And then. Yeah. I just don't want the final battle to be like Monica and Wanda using all this magic against Mephisto and Agnes. Like, I just feel like that's not what the show's
magic,
been about.
More magic. They all have magic. Right. And Vision.
Yeah.
And Pietro.
And there's the kids. Still shots from the trailer. Like, when Wanda and Vision are like, this is our home, so let's protect it. And then there's that shot of Wanda reaching for that stone or whatever. Like, there's so many shots still that haven't appeared yet.
Is there, I don't know. Does she reach for a stone?
Yeah, she's like wearing like a jumpsuit almost, like a gray. I don't know what it looks like.
But we're supposed to be done with the sitcoms now, right?
Yep. I think 8 is supposed to, like, that was the theory. 7's a cliffhanger, which kind of was, and 8 is like a flashback type episode where they explain how everything got here. 9's just the finale. I would be happy if the 8 one just explained like how the sitcom became to be and how Agnes like created her. Like, that would be a good thing, I think.
It would be a good episode, but then they would have to cram so much in 9, but then that's the only reason why it would be an hour and a half.
An hour. My thoughts with 8 is it would take place still in the current time, but they would just flash back and show stuff that happened, I feel like.
Because
I could still progress it. And
yeah, that's true.
Because this could easily, say it was only 8 episodes, I feel like this could just tie into a finale and it would work out. I don't know. Because I feel like we just have most of the stuff set up by now.
Yeah. I don't know. It'll be weird, maybe.
I hope it's not an hour and a half to 2 hours, the finale.
If it's a
that's
whole
weird.
Movie.
Like that, I know, that would be weird. I don't know. And people were like, Kevin Feige said the last 3 are all an hour. That didn't happen, so I just feel like...
Oh, he never said that.
I know, he did.
The only thing that's confirmed was the director confirmed it was going to be around 6 hours.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure at that point, like, how much are they at now?
Then I did the math because I was talking to Danny about it, and the next 2 would need to be each like 57 minutes long.
To get to 6 hours?
Yeah.
Okay.
So this one's 47, it's already been confirmed. So that means the next one would have to be an hour 15, hour 10, something around that.
Yeah. I mean, that seems more reasonable than 2 hours.
It does.
Like an hour long episode rather than... Yeah. Because like an hour 10, I would include credits, which take a while because there's like 2 sets of credits. I don't know.
I'm assuming we're getting an end credit scene too with each of these next ones.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that theory that it's like the time. Like those are harmless theories that I like, or like details.
Good,
that
like, that's what always happens. But I mean, at least MCU fan base isn't toxic. They're just like
insane.
I don't know. Yeah, they're just crazy. I'm trying not to hate too much because it's like it's okay to like be excited and like something, but
also no.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I hope he doesn't show up. Mephisto doesn't show up.
That'd just be funny. It'll be so funny because you have so much proof now with all these YouTube theory videos and everything and TikTok that just like prove how excited people were for this. Yeah.
Yeah. If anything, he'll definitely tie into Doctor Strange too.
Yeah.
Which I think the odds.
Yeah, if he's in it, he'll be in the end of the last one, like, barely. And then, I don't know. I'd say the odds are about 50-50 that he's in it. I could easily
it'll
see
probably
him
probably, like, Agatha, like, wins. Like, she'll, like, summon him. And then it'll end there. It'll be, like, a cliffhanger.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be cool.
People would be so mad. They'd be like, where's episode 10? I would love that. That'd
but then I great. But then I just don't know how it's going to, like... Because that just conflicts with whole Wanda thing. Because if she's the kids... It'll be like Wanda letting go, but then she's letting go for like the wrong reason, and it just feels off. I don't know. They'll probably do it in a good way.
You can't mess up reality too bad with the multiverse and go like crazy with it, because Falcon Winter Soldier still has to come out, and Far From Home takes place after WandaVision, they said. So like, you can't go too crazy with it, otherwise that would definitely have come up. And
I'm calling it. There's gonna be a shot when the hex goes down. And it's going to go from person to person of them, like, regaining their thing, their, like, memory. And, like, you know what I'm talking about?
I know like,
there'd definitely be a shot that's included in the show.
Yeah, there probably will.
Yeah.
If it's not under Agnes's partial control, then there's no way Wanda is not a villain after this. Because, like, She's harming other people. Then again, Norm said she's under our control, or like we're under her control and stuff. So she could have been referring. He could have been referring to Agnes.
That's true. That is true.
We get her out of my head, and I don't know. And we know that Agnes can now tap into people's heads. So
yeah. Okay. Well, we should probably end it because three.
Yeah.
You're gonna die.
Plug it.
Okay. Go follow Instagram, TikTok at.
If we've learned anything, Mephisto's not going to be in the show. MCU fans, go cry. That's for the TikTok.
Yeah. go follow at podcast_time_times on Instagram and TikTok, where we post clips like the one that you just saw Nathan do, that we make people mad so that we blow up. Yeah, and go sub to the YouTube if you haven't already. Like the video. And do all that stuff, you know, basic YouTube stuff.
I'm gonna go down.
Well, he's black now. Okay.
Bye.
Bye, everyone. Bye, bye. See next WandaVision and maybe Clone Wars. Just kidding. We already did that. Mandalorian stuff.
And Rebels.
Nope, not the Rebels. Legend of Korra. Okay. Bye.